strong.
Everyone
keep
around
on.
The world.
David Bednar and Elon Musk said, action is the exercise of faith. When something's important enough, you do it even if the odds are not in your favor. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders. It's a powerful, terrific Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and you've just stepped into the Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a space where ideas are not just talked about, they're activated, where imagination is honored, but more importantly, it's put to work, and where a single decision backed by purpose can begin to change everything. For over a decade, the Mastermind has been a place where people come to sharpen their thinking, strengthen their faith, and move from just thinking about it to finally doing something about it. Because as we're about to be reminded today, it's not just the idea that creates results, it's the moment you decide the time has come for action. Whether you're brand new or you've been walking this path with us for years, you're welcome here and right on time. I'm excited for what's about to unfold. Mike is going to bring the message to life for us today. I'm sure of it. Let me tell you a little bit more about it. Mike Hobbs is a military vet turned expert internet marketer. He's built three separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that's paid out over $7 million in commissions. He's one of the world's most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs and has a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their six children. I should say seven. He loves to share his knowledge of innovative marketing strategy and principle-centered leadership with the Grow Rich family. Well, you know what time it is. Start this terrific Tuesday off together. Let me hear your name and where you're calling in from. And let's cheer on Mike as I unmute the line. Hi. Now.
Dad, North Texas.
Morning, Marisol.
Hey, good morning.
Grand Rising Angela Mason in Northern California.
Yeah, all right. Angela Mason. All right, good to hear you, Kat. Welcome back, Booker. Angela, you are amazing.
That's right.
Hey, Booker.
Hey, Kat, how
there
you
going? Calling in from.
Doing good.
See Gwen.
You?
Gwen, good to see you, too, on the line.
Amazing.
Need a joy.
Long, long, long. The king
long,
of
long,
South Florida.
Yes, Bill Moyes. Way to be here.
Grand Happy Rising, Minister Christian, here in Dallas. We're here to join Mama Jody and Sister Diane. Never
right.
Give up.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Christian.
What's up, Anita?
Right. Anita, Ohio's represented. Good to hear you. We still have a minute to go. Who else is in the house? Who's painting the house? I think is what Mom Elizabeth used to say. Paint the house.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Dobby from Pasadena, California. Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Happy birthday. All his name, right? Awesome, awesome. Hey, we're coming in from all around the world. Who else is out there today celebrating life?
Orlando.
Donna. Good to hear from you, Donna. It looks like it's the top of the hour.
How you doing, you Donna?
Is everybody ready for Mike? You guys ready to give Mike a cheer?
Yeah, let's go, Mike.
Let's go.
Mike.
Freedom, Mike.
Mike,
yeah.
Go, Mike. Go, Mike.
Mike.
Where's Booker?
Come on, Mike.
You already know me, homie. I had to fly in.
Cooking
in
up the freedom roll. You're going to put some honey butter on. Oh, yeah.
You got it.
The honey butter.
Woo. All right, raise that.
Me and Booker got a food truck. He's making the rolls. I'm putting the honey butter on.
Oh,
yeah. I'm sure it is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's Minister Christian there and Booker, and you guys are awesome. Thank you guys for showing up today. It's another great day to be alive. Terrific Tuesday. What date is it? March 17th. So, yes, it's just another great day to be alive. If you're brand new to the call, I just want to say welcome. We've been doing this call for quite a while now. 2009-ish, I think, is when Paul started first doing the call. I first started dialing in 2011 when I got back from a deployment to Iraq, which is kind of like, it's interesting that, you know, things happen in phases, you know. That was one of my, actually went to two different deployments in Iraq, and that was my second one. And, you know, the first one was interesting. it's kind of like a turning point in my life where I was like, everything got real, I guess you can say, you know, like life, like when I joined the military in the beginning, I was just like, I'll just join so I can get, you know, maybe go to college for free and things like that. And then all of a sudden, here I am in Iraq, you know, like shooting artillery at things and tower guards and like all these just random things they made us do. I was like, yeah, this is not the thing that I really wanted to do when I grew up, you know, if you wanted to look at it like that. So I did that deployment. In fact, that was kind of like the turning point of my entrepreneurial journey. I remember being in a tower on a 12-hour shift, and we just do 3 hours on, 3 hours, and then like just kind of rotated who was watching in the tower, and then we would rotate down into the bottom of the tower, which was just kind of like our break. We'd rotate through people. And I saw one of my friends, he was reading a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I was like, what's that book? And he's like, oh, I'll let you read it once I'm done. And so that's what we ended up doing, is we were reading books on our tower duty when we're on break. And I read that Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it was the first book that I read. That was an entrepreneurial, in fact, that was the first book cover to cover that I ever read. Like in high school, I just paid people to do my book report. Nowadays, you could probably just get AI to help you, right? but back then, AI was not in existence. So, that was called hiring your friend to write it for you. But anyway, so I never did the book reports in high school. I never read any books. I never thought reading was valuable. And then I sat there, I was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and my eyes came open, kind of like the Matrix, right? Like, oh, wow, this whole wonderful world of entrepreneurship. And that all has its own, you know, just led me down that path. It just got me thinking about this call. You know, there's some people on here that don't read, which is fine. You know, we all start somewhere. And one cool thing about this call that we do is we read every day at a minimum 10 minutes or so of reading on the call, and then we mastermind on what we read. So I'd actually venture to say, we're going to get the material a lot better than just reading on our own. So that was my first entrepreneurial journey. And then I finally got introduced to this call as well in 2011 on my second deployment to Iraq. Got back from that. And then started dialing into this call, 2011. And we're still here. Sometimes it's kind of hard to believe when I look at it. I'm like, 2011, that was That was like 15 years ago. Like 15 years of dialing into a call Monday through Friday, learning principles of success. And that's what we do. We learn the principles of success. Our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And that's what we do. We learn these principles. We help each other grow. We are there for each other. When someone's down, you know, we help you up. And when you learn these principles and you apply them in your life, then you can use these for the rest of your life in anything that you ever do. You know, one thing that I always think is interesting is when someone criticizes these principles, I've heard some people say, you know, well, there's people that follow those principles and still don't make any money. And then there's people who follow it, but then they're rich, right? So it's like, well, what the heck? Why doesn't everybody get rich? And that's the question of the century. Well, all I can say is whether everyone gets rich or not, are these principles valuable, is the question. Will it help you have a better life? Absolutely. I 100% believe that. No matter what, I mean, you can look at that about everything in life. You know, there's like, just because like think about like working out and lifting weights and eating right. Are all those things right? Or because United States has like the biggest obesity rate and, you know, there's a lot of unfit people, does that make eating right and working out bad? No, absolutely not. You know, so it's kind of like the same thing with these principles. Just because not everybody hits success, it doesn't mean the principles are bad. The principles are sound. They help you. They help you grow. They help you get through those breakthroughs. And, you know, if you do it all correctly, you should have success. But, you know, is it a guarantee? Absolutely not. Just like everything in life. Nothing's a guarantee in life. But I do guarantee you that if you follow all of the principles, you actually apply them in your life, and maybe even teach others about them, you are definitely going to benefit in some way. And that's the goal, you know, whether that be monetarily or whether that be just something else in your life, improving your life in some way. You will get some value from this call. So with that, I'm excited this morning. I know you guys are as well. So I just wanted to kick that off and give you a little quick introduction. So hold on one second. I'm going to unmute the lines. And you guys can let me know how excited you guys are as well. So with that, let me know in the lines, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go, Mike. Grateful.
That's awesome.
Let's go, Wanda. Let's go, Booker. Let's go.
Excellent stuff, Mike. Great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys are awesome and amazing. Thank you so much for showing your excitement. So with that, here's the announcements. Think and Grow Rich, we're reading that right now. We're on page 169, so we'll get into that here in just a moment. Our book of the month is This is Marketing by Seth Godin. So if anyone here is interested in marketing, this would be a good book to pick up. Enemy of character is hypochondria. So we're trying to remove these little enemies of character in our lives And so that's our enemy of character this month. We have Freedom Fest coming up in September, so it's kind of creeping up on us. It's right around the corner. So I just wanted to, you know, remind you there's only 6 months or so left before we're in person at Freedom Fest. So if that's something you like to do, you like to get around other like-minded people, learn from each other, hang out, have fun. Freedom Fest is the place for you. So go to hbafreedomfest.com for your ticket. And yes, so grab your ticket there. Virtual is an option. So if you buy a ticket, or when you buy the ticket, you will get a virtual pass. So if you can't make it in person, the same ticket purchase will allow you to get your virtual ticket. And you can watch us on Zoom. And we do a lot for the Zoom members. Every year I'm carrying around my laptop, and people are talking to the Zoom people. So definitely show up to it, whether it's in person or on Zoom. All right, so let's see. One last thing is, if you are brand new to the call, get with whoever invited you here and just ask them for the Mastermind Collection. This is the collection of all the books we study on this call, and they will get you plugged in to everything we have. So with that, can I have someone read the Major Definite Purpose as we get this call kicked off? Star 6, who's got that for us today?
Mark Smith here.
Thank you, Mark.
My Major Definite Purpose. By the 30th day of June, 2026, I will have in my possession $4,500, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I'm capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of Freedom Crusader. I believe that I have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong. I can now see it before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now waiting transferred to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I have followed the plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down descriptions of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for entertainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Back to you, Mike.
Love it. Freedom. Thank you so much for reading that and being a part of this call. So let's go ahead and let Mark know how much we believe in him, right?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you. All right, Mom.
All right. You guys are amazing. Thank you for doing that. Okay, so let's get into the content today. And yeah, so the one thing that was kind of on my mind recently, I was actually kind of going through a strategy that a lot of our community members are doing, and that is doing some personal invites to our Facebook friends, following principles that we've taught since 2016. In fact, actually, before that, like I think we've been teaching these principles for even years prior to that. But I mean, in an official capacity, we would teach this formula to people since 2016. You know, like arouse curiosity, remove pressure, do an effective invitation. You know, like a. Like all these different things. Like there was a principle for effective invitations, and yeah. So anyway, there's this like this anatomy of an effective invite, and right now we have this tool that's kind of just going out in the background, sending these invites, and it's been kind of an epiphany for me. You know, like this question that I've heard people say in network marketing in the past, and obviously this is not network marketing specific, so just want to mention that, but it does work in that industry. But one thing they would ask is, or I remember this one trainer, he would be like, okay, answer this question. How many people did you personally reach out to last week for your product, service, or opportunity and just let people know about it? And if the answer is zero, then you're actually doing it wrong. And I've mentioned this before, but I just wanted to point that out. It's like, wow, there's many months that happened to me and where the answer was zero. You know, like obviously I'm to a point where I don't have to do this in that strategy anymore, technically, because I do get traffic and leads from other sources. But there's the majority of people don't get traffic and leads from other sources. And so that question is 100% true. For everybody to ask themselves, how many people have you reached out to for your product, service, or opportunity last month and just gave them a little bit of an invite? And if you haven't reached out to anybody, then what are you doing? You know, like, how are you building your business? Like, how is it moving forward? Like, is it moving forward? Those are different questions to ask. But anyway, so I've talked about that part before. But one other thing that just kind of popped in my head as I was doing this strategy is, what if I wanted to do more? Like what if I wanted to build up my friends list to be able to invite more people? And I just thought of one, and I know sometimes we'll talk about marketing on this call, and, you know, obviously it's more about mindset and things like that. But I will say that this will... When you really start doing this stuff, you're going to get excited about marketing and doing your activities. But it just reminded me of a strategy that I learned from someone a long, long time ago that works really, really well for finding friends. And this strategy was I went out because as I'm doing this software and it's just sending invites on my behalf, what else do I do outside of that? Well, I remember Paul on one of our calls. He's like, "Well, you can comment on some of your friends, you know, like comment on their posts and things like that." And that's a cool way to do it, because then that will show up in their feed, kind of get them looking at you. But this is actually something I did to build my friends list as well. So I used to go into groups and comment on people's posts. And that's okay. That's a method you can do. You'd find a post that you resonate with in a group, and then you would comment on that person's post. The problem with that strategy nowadays is groups are usually dead. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like, I'll go into a group, and people will be like, there'll be like 100 posts with zero comments on any post. So then when you comment on the post, it's just kind of, I mean, I guess that still works a little bit. It's like at least one person sees your comment. But one thing that I've done in the past, and I'm going to actually start doing it again, starting today, because I came up with this epiphany last night, actually. So I'm going to go look at people in my niche, like gurus in my niche, and see what they're talking about and engage with their posts. And what does that do? Well, there's usually hundreds or thousands of comments on those posts. And when you engage with a really good comment on their post, then the people who are engaging with that post see your comment. And that's a great way to get friends, you know. So if that's something that you guys want to do, you can go do that. Engage with gurus in your niche on their posts, and then other people will see your comments. And if you leave a good comment, then you might get some friend requests. Another thing you can do is, if you want to take it up a notch, you could engage with people's comments on those posts. You know how you can reply to someone's comment? Well, you can engage within a comment. You can also reach out to them if you're brave enough and tell them, "Hey, I loved your comment on this," you know, and just start talking to people. So anyway, just something to think about in your niche, you know, if you really want to build it up and, you know, build new friends, build new followers. And yeah, so with that, let's get into some of the principles here and read Think and Grow Rich. So let me pull that open real quick. All right, here we go. Page 169. Okay, we'll start on 170. Okay, so whoever you are, wherever you are, wherever you may live, whatever occupation you may be engaged in, just remember in the future, every time you see the words Coca-Cola, that its vast empire of wealth and influence grew out of a single idea, and that the mysterious ingredient, the drug clerk, Asa Candler, mixed with the secret formula was imagination. Stop and think of that for a moment. Remember also that the 13 steps to riches described in this book were the media through which the influence of Coca-Cola has been extended to every city, town, village, and crossroads of the world. And any idea you may create has this possibility of duplicating the stupendous record of the worldwide thirst killer. Truly, thoughts are things, and their scope of operation is the world itself. So I just kind of realized that was the end of a story. Probably finished that yesterday, but that's okay. It's funny on the Coca-Cola thing. I always think it's funny when they talk about like this magic ingredient. it always reminds me of, I don't know if you guys knew this, but did you guys know that Coca-Cola used to have cocaine in it? In the 1886 through 1903. So I just thought about that. So 1886 through 1903, Coca-Cola actually had cocaine in it. So I always think of this magic ingredient. I'm like, oh, is that cocaine? Anyway, kind of a side tangent. But anyway, so let's keep moving on. What I would do if I had $1 million. The story proves the truth of that old saying, where there's a will, there's a way. It was told to me by that beloved educator and clergyman, the late Frank W. Gonzalez, who began preaching career in the Sky Yards region of South Chicago. While Dr. Gonzalez was going through the college, he observed many defects in our educational system, defects which he believed he could correct. If he were the head of a college, his deepest desire was to become the directing head of the educational institution in which young men and women were taught by learn by doing, or taught to learn by doing. He made up his mind to organize a new college in which he would carry out his ideas without being handicapped by orthodox methods of education. He needed $1 million to put this project across. Where was he to lay his hands on so large a sum of money? That was the question that absorbed most of this ambitious young preacher's thought, but he couldn't seem to make any progress. Every night, he took that thought to bed with him. He got up with it in the morning. He took it with him everywhere he went. He turned it over and over in his mind until it became a consuming obsession with him. $1 million is a lot of money. He recognized that fact, but he also recognized the truth that the only limitation is that which one sets up in one's own mind. Being a philosopher as well as a preacher, Dr. Gonzalez recognized, as do all who succeed in life, the definiteness of purpose is the starting point from which one must begin. He recognized, too, that definiteness of purpose takes on animation, life, and power when backed by a burning desire to translate that purpose into its material equivalent. He knew all these great truths, yet he did not know where or how to lay his hands on $1 million. A natural procedure would have been to give up and quit by saying, ah, well, my idea is a good one, but I cannot do anything with it because I never can procure the necessary $1 million. That is exactly what the majority of people would have said, but it is not what Dr. Gonzalez said. What he said and what he did are so important that I know or now introduce him and let him speak for himself. So I guess because that's kind of longer, we'll just leave that for tomorrow, what he actually said. So we're in the middle of 172. So where he starts talking. But I think this is an interesting... You know, I love this this concept here. You know, he said the like a couple highlighted words that pop out on the page is definite of purpose and burning desire. You know, those are two highlighted words in this chapter or this little part first. And I just thought about this, you know, like that's the starting point of everything. You know, like if you want $1 million, if you want some residual income, whatever it is you want. Like I was actually thinking recently, you know, coming up with different goals of my own and like things that kind of motivate me a little bit. And one of those things was like, because we had this wedding this last couple weeks ago, or no, it was like last week. So we did this wedding for my daughter. And one thing that kind of made me sad was, you know, my dad, his health is kind of getting a little bad, like where he can barely work. You know, he can only work part-time now because he's just not, you know, to the point where he can work a lot. So he was having like some health issues and his truck is kind of breaking down. And I mean, just a whole bunch of things kind of going wrong in his life. And I feel bad about it because he's in his, you know, I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he's in his 70s at least. I think he was born in like 52 or something. So whatever age that makes him. But I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, so he didn't make it to the wedding. And we offered to pick him up. We offered to do all this stuff. And he's like, no, I'm good. And it was like the first time in my life I was like, man, because he would go to everything of my daughter's in the past. And then he didn't even make it to her wedding. And I thought about that. I'm like, man, you know, here he is in his 70s. He's still working and his rent keeps going up. And there's nothing he can do about it. Like nothing. I'm like, holy cow. Like, that's super hard. So, like, wouldn't it be nice if I just, you know, was in a position to just go, like, help him out? You know, like, maybe go get him a better place to live. You know, like a 55-plus community home or something, you know? And just be able to just drop that kind of money on the whim. And just, like, help out somebody that you know actually needs help. Or, you know, like another thing is like, wouldn't it be nice to just pick up and go on random vacations that cost thousands and thousands of dollars? And I just thought about that. I'm like, yeah, that's a cool thing to think about. You know, like, wouldn't it be awesome to help your parents? Wouldn't it be awesome to go on random vacations at the whim? And I'm like, yeah, that would. So I'm adding those things to my own purpose. And I really truly believe that'll make it more motivating to make the kind of money that I want to make. So I don't know, like, is there something that you would love to do? Is there someone that in your family that you would love to help? And so I just know sometimes those things are more motivating than, you know, personal goals, like even debt goals. Like it's like, what motivates me more, like making money, enough money to pay off my mortgage or making enough money to help out my dad? Well, the dad one motivates me more, but what's cool is if you make enough money, you'll get both. So, you know what I mean? So you're going to get the thing you originally want to do, but you're going to do it and you're going to be more motivated to do it. If you pick things that are a little bit more than money, you know, actually, what is it going to do? How are you going to do it? What are you going to use it for? And you put those things down in paper. And so, yeah. So anyway, that's just kind of my quick thoughts on all of this. I would love to know your guys' thoughts on anything that we read here the starting point of the Dr. Gonzalez or the Coca-Cola, end of the Coca-Cola story, or anything that I talked about today, you know, about the invites or whatever comes to your mind. This is a mastermind, so it's not company specific, so please just leave out company names, system names, leader names, unless they're part of our community. And brevity and relevance, always appreciated. So let me put it in the right mode. Okay, who has a thought for us today? Star 6, come on out. Love to hear from you.
Steve, Mills.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I was just thinking about what you said about your strategy as far as commenting. I tend to run my mouth too much sometimes on there and just string things out, thinking that I was not doing it right. You just proved my point that if you do engage a little more and put some thought into it a little bit, it takes a little time, but yeah, I've been getting requests like crazy lately. So I don't know if that might be what's working, because I've, every new friend I come up upon, I kind of get to know them like that. So thanks for that. It's working. Love everybody.
Thank you, Steve. That's awesome. Yeah, that's the way to do it, you know. Engage with other people, and you'll most likely get friend requests.
Mark Smith here.
What's up, Mark?
Yeah, Mike, you're on fire as always, saying some really fantastic things. Just in regards to Coca-Cola and the cocaine, I'd imagine that's why they called it the real thing. Okay, I hope everybody's chuckling back there. That was a joke. part of what I wanted to say as well was regarding the reading and into the story, you're getting into the story, and he talked about how he would think about it when he went to bed, and he would wake up and think more about it. And you didn't complete the story yet, but what he's talking about there is what I glean is that is that sweet spot. It's when your mind goes from the conscious level or to the, I think they call it the alpha waves, going into the theta waves, which is midway before you fall completely to sleep. And then you go into the beta waves, which are when the brain waves are on a subconscious level. And that's when your programming can get altered, like right there when you go to sleep. And then when you wake up, that is like the sweet spot. And for years, you know, I fell asleep with the TV on all the time. I grew up with TVs all over the place. And, you know, you fall asleep to the news and you just have all this negative programming that basically has to be undone. So that's why a call like this is just so fascinating to me. Anyway, my thoughts for today. Thank you, Mike. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you. Yeah, I just always laugh at that Coke thing because I knew that, like, when it originally launched, it had that. So anyway, so they always talk about secret ingredient. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that was. All right. Come on out. Star 6. Who's got a thought for us today?
Yeah. Ain't
What's
nothing
up,
like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. Seems like Coca-Cola had more in it than just imagination. Oh, yeah. Let's keep it rolling. Thank you, Mike, for all you do. Appreciate you. Just wanted to come out sending prayers to everyone. And love you. Mike, you talk about getting out of debt. You talk about how things are moving forward because we choose to do that. We make a choice, just like you made a choice to read your books when you're on watch, and that was the first book you read. You made a choice to go into that realm, to go into that area, to be different, to learn, to want, to have these desires to be better. You know, I volunteer for a nonprofit, so dollar amounts don't help me. I look at the service. What do I need to happen in my life? And it appears. So the farm that's going to be self-sufficient with cattle and be able to do your own dairy and grow your own food and feed my starving children, you know, this is the thing that I have on my mind. So whatever that takes. And if you're just in it for yourself, you really don't need a lot. I mean, as long as you have what they say, three hots in the cot, you know, what else do you need if you're just by yourself? But if you do want to feed my starving children, if you do want to do something that will help people around the world in your community, help your father, whoever it is, if you want to help other people, then you need resources to do that. It just kind of comes with the package. It comes with the desire. A lot of times, especially now at 58, I realize, you know, the things that I'm asking for are so great. It's like it's a seed that was so far in the soil. It's finally coming out. It's finally starting to peek its head out. And for me, it's with AI. You know, I see these things, be a movie producer, make your own movies in 48 hours, learn how to do this. You know, all these things that can make your creations and your images and your thoughts come to life, it's all easy now. All the paperwork that I need to draft to state, you know, in legal realms as far as court and trust and things like that of who I am, you know, as a Native American and being trustee of the land, especially in the age of ICE, you know, I'm writing letters to them to let them know who I am. So it's a whole different ball game, and it all revolves on truth. You know, what is it? Who are you? Whose are you? What is your truth? Stand in the ground, put your roots there, and be planted in truth. And yes, you got to get some resistance, but you cannot bury the truth. And this is the age that we're in. Again, I keep saying it. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And how do I know we're rising in frequency and going into a new age? Because all secrets are being revealed. That's the beautiful part. What you do with it once you find out that, the secret, who you are and whose you are and what you're doing, it's up to you. Nobody's here to judge. Just, you know, never give up. Whatever your heart tells you, just keep moving forward. Be the change you're meant to be in this world right now. Love you, family. Love you, Mike. And for all that you do, Lori Sue, all our harmonic engineers and our whole community. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome. I love that. All right. Who's next? Come on down.
Hey, Mike. It's Elby.
Hey, Elby.
Hey, good morning. So I just wanted to share that, you know, I was listening to talking about how, you know, you need to get out there and connect with people, and it's really important. And, you know, one of the things that really changed my life was listening to Jim Rohn. One of his videos was about ratios. You know, he'd say, if you get out there and you connect with 10 people, you know, probably one or two will respond favorably. And that really helped me a lot because, you know, not everybody's going to respond favorably. Not everyone's going to say yes, or, you know, not everyone's going to be interested. But you always realize, look, there's always going to be someone that's going to be friendly and somebody that's not. possibly, you know, and that really helped, and it really helped me to realize how awesome it is, because sometimes those people that are friendly that you meet can be life changing. I literally met someone at In-N-Out and gave him a business card. This was back in the day, you know, and I said, hey, thanks so much for doing a great job. Can I give you my business card? And I said, I don't know if you're open to making some extra income. And he goes, yeah. And I said, oh, cool. I said, put your phone number on the, I gave him another card to put his phone number on the back. And, a couple of days later I called him and, well, what do you know? We actually got together and he turned out to be one of my best friends. So you never know who on earth you're going to meet because, it's like you never know if you're walking along the beach, you never know if you're going to suddenly look down and see a diamond, if you don't look, you never notice, if you don't get out there and connect. And I just really appreciate, the encouragement this morning, and I hope that encourages people too. And thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you, Albie. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of cool. Like, if you just stay afraid of ever talking to anybody, who knows? Maybe there's a relationship or connection of some kind or something you never know will happen. So,
yeah.
That's a good point. And I know, like, from this personal experience, too, like, when I start doing affirmations or I'm starting to ask myself positive questions, things start to show up in my life that I, that normally wouldn't. And, so those are always good things as well. So, the more you can attract others to you, the better. So just all of it matters. All right. Star 6, come on out. Who's got a thought for us today?
Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Donna.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the hosting the call, and thank everybody for their great comments. I know I was trying to think, I don't really have anything to share, but then I realized that after hearing a couple people share, I actually do, and I actually spilled a whole cup of coffee on my laptop, so it's been a real challenge. I went and thank God I didn't throw my old laptop away because I had my newer one into the Geek Squad so many times, like once a month or whatever, until I finally put Linux on it and got rid of Windows 11. But anyway, I went and dragged that old laptop out and had been using it and ended up, it's just been a real challenge to do that until I get my laptop back. But I kept saying to myself what Napoleon Hill said about at every adversity, there's always, I can't remember how the quote goes, but there's always something good on the other side of an opportunity on the other side of adversity. And so I just, instead of getting angry and frustrated and everything, I kept saying, okay, where is the opportunity on this? Where is the opportunity on this? And so, it was just the old laptop was had Windows, some version of Windows on it, and then it was stuck in the bootloader. And I went to ChatGPT, and he absolutely walked me through installing a new hard drive on this old laptop, which was really easy on these older laptops. The newer ones are like, they're made where you have to take them to the Geek Squad to fix them, unless you're really a genius about it. So anyway, I actually made a video of me changing out the hard drive in this computer because I'm thinking maybe somebody else is in this thing where they're having the same problem. So anyway, I just kind of made a video of it. I haven't posted or anything yet because I haven't really had time. But it's just been I've been just keeping positive about through this whole situation that easily could have been just made me just angry, and I just kept saying, okay, there's an opportunity here somewhere. So, and I have to give credit to this call for helping me keep my PMA going, and so positive mental attitude. So anyway, I want to thank everybody here, and I'm so grateful for this call. This is like breath to me to get up and get on this call every day. I really love all of you guys, and I love having this call available to us. So, and thank you, Lori Sue, for being the engineer behind the scenes. And thank you, everybody, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah, that's actually the perfect kind of video to post, because those kind of videos people actually search for. So that's actually how I got my channel started, by doing exact things like that. So perfect video. All right. Star 6, who's next?
Mike Hobbs.
Mike Hobbs.
What's up, Paul?
hey, how's it going?
Paul.
Oh, I'm good, Nick.
Yeah, it's real fast. Booker, thanks for letting me go first. It's good to hear everyone's voices. Just a random thought that I think is a profitable thought. Mike and I kind of shared something we've been working on last night with some members, and I think they were pretty excited and liked it. And one thought that came to me as I was finishing up the webinar, and I texted this to Mike. I said, selling is easy when you actually solve real problems. And I didn't even really think of what we did last night as selling. I just thought of it as there were problems we saw, and we put our heads together to see if we could come up with some, you know, real solution for people. And I think that's just a really good thing to think about. Selling is not, I don't know, like selling has so many different connotations to it. Sometimes people are scared to build a business from home because they don't want to be a salesperson. And I can understand that, because I also don't want to be in the negative connotation of a salesperson, which is pushing things on people that they don't want or need. But I don't feel like I've really ever done that in building a business from home. Instead, it's you find people who have a problem or who are open to more opportunity in their lives. And once you find those people, then you show them what you have. And if what you have is a legitimate way to help them solve a real problem that they have, there's really no reason why they wouldn't want to get started. I just think that's just a really good thing to think about, is if we focus on solving problems, then everything just becomes like really natural, and it doesn't feel like selling, and it doesn't feel like convincing or pushing or persuading. It feels more like being of service to, you know, your brothers and sisters of humanity, to the right ones. So just wanted to share that as a random thought. Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. And yeah, I agree 100%. You know, if we're creating things that solve problems, like people actually need it, and that was a major problem we've been noticing. So, good stuff. All right, Booker, the Freedom Cooker, come on out.
What's going on, Mike Hobbs?
Going good. How about you?
Good. Hopefully you can hear me, because I just came to my office. I was doing my exercise, but I just want to give y'all the Cliff Notes version of what happened this weekend, and then on Monday I'll share with you in more details. You know, in life and business or whatever you're doing, it's all about the relationships that you have. You know, because we are, majority of people I know, they do online business, but I had got to the point, I said, you know what, I'm going to do more offline. And then once you go and visit people, they know that, hey, this guy is real and he actually care about us. So I went down there on a Friday, you know, and, you know, just meeting a lot of people. And we end up, because I know this one person, end up in a lot of the universities. And, you know, I went to college, you know, but I didn't really know all the stuff that they was teaching. And just the kids, they was walking around like they was lost. And I was like, you know what? We definitely have some problems to solve. And a lot of people, they just need the leadership, y'all. To be honest with you, they need to know how to deal with people and how to have a decent conversation. Because I was talking to a couple of college students, and it's like they was more into their phone than the conversation. And, you know, I get that part, but I said, you know what? That's something that we got to work on. And another guy that he invited me down, he actually met Sam Walton. Now, I've read Sam Walton's story, but I never met anybody that really met him. And he said he was the same as the stories, you know, nice guy, you know, always friendly with people, but he really watched his money. But I'm going to just tell y'all, make sure that you keep your relationships good and honor your word, because that will take you places that a degree can never take you. And it was so fun that I met about 100 new people that I never known. And that's because I went down there to see them. And we just have to get out of these comfort zones, because another guy, he was showing me stuff that he was doing. And I'm the type of person, I always learn. If somebody's doing better than me, I'm going to see what they're doing. I'm not going to hate on them. I'm going to learn from them. And sometimes we have to invest the money to go and see people, because if you invest, it's going to come back. But if you spend, it's right there in the word. It's the end. So I'm just going to, that's just a little, like they say, the Cliff Notes version, but money, I'll just give y'all the whole details because it's a lot. But I'm going to just tell y'all to summarize it. Keep your relationships good if you can, because you never know who people know. And keep putting out the videos, because people are definitely watching. With that being said, Mike Hobbs, I appreciate everything. And you know what? That's the secret ingredients. That cocaine! All right, back to you, Mike.
Yeah, we probably should put a disclaimer. We don't endorse drugs on this call. But Thinking Grow Rich does. Just kidding. All right. Come on out, Star 6. Who's next? Got 2 minutes left. Anyone? Final thoughts? Comments? Feelings? If not, I guess we can end the call in early.
Hey, Mike, it's Lori Sue. I just want to say thank you, and Donna, thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's really it. It was a great call, a lot of food for thought, and just keep coming back. That's it. Love you. Someone else can come out.
Thank you, Lori Sue, for stepping up yesterday. Thank you, Lori Sue.
Oh, my pleasure, Booker. Glad you're back. Looking forward to hearing from you on Monday, hearing the rest of the story.
Awesome. Well, let's wrap it up then. All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for your participation and making this a wonderful mastermind. Just remember, we're here all week, so encourage you, whether you're watching or listening to the replay or the live, you know, dial in live. Start getting up early. You know, I know I had to make a shift in my own life on getting up early to make it to this call. So, you know, if I can do it, you guys can do it. I'm the kind of person that would rather stay up late than wake up early. And so this call was a sacrifice to me. So, and I did it. And so if I can do it, you can do it. It's definitely worth your time. And so with that, let me put it, unmute it one last time, and you guys make it a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Thank you, Mike. Great call.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome,
everyone.
Love you.
Have a great day,
everybody.
You too.
Love you. You guys are awesome.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
How do you make dreams come true?
It takes faith to make a dream.
special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles. No. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Never be defeated, even if you are mistreated. Stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up your right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up.